Blog Talk Radio.
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with a devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines, and the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. 'Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing fight or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's brakes have failed. There's a oil slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, 'cause a bandit's on your tail. It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough, and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. 'Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you'd break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stroker Ace was born to race, and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine. Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker, 'cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the doors off, stroker. Stand on it, son. Good-looking devil, you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Fastlane Sports, and welcome back. That's right, we are back, and we are live on the Flick and Stick Radio Network, and we have a great show for you tonight. We've NASCAR results from Atlanta. Another crazy race in Atlanta. I'll tell you what, the race and what they did in Atlanta definitely made the racetrack 20 times better. We've got a lot of drama coming out of Atlanta from yesterday. NASCAR, we'll talk about that. We've got Fastlane Sports Show, Pick'em Challenge Week, standing update. We've got that. We've got a ton of racing to talk about and get caught up on. We've got PA Speed Week that wrapped up last week. Ohio Speed Week speaks before. We've got giveaway information. We've got prize to be win. We've got tons of great races. All of that coming up tonight right here on the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game, only on the Fishing Fix Radio Network. So keep it here right here for the next 2 hours and let us get you caught up on everything racing. Let's go!
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
Oh, that's right. This is the Fast presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Monday.
I'm
Oh, that's right. It is Monday, and that means it's time for another brand new episode of the Fastlane Sports Show. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. We are live once again on a Monday, not at a racetrack. Not coming from our mobile 357 Woodwork Studios. We are back in our gorgeous, wonderful studios here in Stark County, ready to bring you a great show. And I look forward to what we are going to talk about tonight. We got a bunch of dirt racing going on. We got some surprise winners. We've got some not so surprise winners and people that have just taken full control over one whole week. We'll talk about that. We've got some NASCAR drama. We've got some prizes to give away to talk about. All kinds of stuff coming up tonight. But right now, let's go ahead and let's start getting a little dirty here. And let's bring my old friend Jason Aldean on here, and let's get the party started.
I'm chilling on the dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all live. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm Georgia.
Oh, we've got plenty of dirt talk tonight. Let's bring on my co-host who I have talked to on the radio, and it's like months. It's only been a few weeks. Yeah, we've taken a few weeks off. We were on the air at Ohio Speed Weeks at Wayne County Fair at the Wayne County Speedway. God, that was June 13th. So yeah, we're taking about a month break, but sometimes we need it to recharge and refresh and kind of step back, relax a little bit, enjoy some of the summer that we've been having up here. I know Christina's trying to not float out into the Atlantic Ocean with all of the rain that they had gotten over the last few weeks. Christina, welcome back to the show. Hope you had a good vacation so far from the show. How you doing? How's the weather down there?
You know, we came back at the right time. NASCAR's full of drama and crybabies. And, I mean, so it's the perfect time to come back. Now, we're all good. It's hot. Like, yeah, really hot. Even if it rains, you can't even tell it's rained, like, throughout the day if it does because it's so dry. And then the 112-degree weather just, like, dries everything instantly. So, Yeah, that's about where it's at. So we stay inside quite a lot. Avoid third-degree sunburn. Yeah. But we're good. We're back. There's a lot of racing happening and a lot of people crying the blues and a lot of people that think they, I don't know, can race a race car, I guess.
I'll tell you what, we'll start with, obviously, this is Talking Dirty, brought to everybody tonight by Racer Chase and Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchaseandapparel.com. Check out their newest inventory. They've got a lot of new print clothes. They've got those pop rings that you can see on your phone. They got a bunch of great merchandise over there. So go out, racerchaseandapparel.com. They bring us Talking Dirty every Wednesday. And Christina, there's no drama dirt racing, so let's start there.
I mean, no, it's about the normal dirt race drama you hear. But before we get too far into it, happy birthday to Jacob Allen, because today is his birthday. His legitimate today is the day. You know, so happy birthday to Jacob Allen at Shark Racing. And I mean, what better way celebrate your birthday than winning a couple races and, you know, having the best year of your outlaw career?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we will hopefully get to the World Outlaws. Have been quite a bit going on in dirt racing, but of course we will start with what's fresh on everybody's mind, and that just wrapped up last week. Christina, we had the 32nd annual Pennsylvania Speed Weeks. The PA Speed Week was wrapped just last week on Sunday, July 3rd. The final race, Steelens Grove, will talk about night here individually. Kind of preview, recap quick each night all the way down through Friday, June 4th, Sunday, July 6th. Talk about who came out victorious and became the Pennsylvania Speed Week's champion this year. Past Speed Week champions, Christina, Kyle Larson won it in 2020 while he was taking his unintended sabbatical from NASCAR car. But
he won
Danny.
That year.
Yeah. He was racing and winning. Anything he could get his butt into a seat, he would do it. But some past champions, names that people have heard on this show, we talk about Danny Dietrich has two wins. And in fact, he is the defending champ, trying to defend championship. He's won his two most recently, 2017, and then last year, 2021. On a 21-year hiatus since the last time he's won, one is Lance DeWeese, but he's got three of them, 97, 99, 2001. I'm going to guess, this is not my time area of racing, but I'm going to guess that was probably prime. That was the prime of his racing career. Then
and he doesn't run a full time schedule,
right.
Either. So he picks and chooses. Well, when you're a semi-retired race car driver, you can do whatever you want. so yeah, that's the thing. He gets to do what he wants and has fun about it. I don't blame him. Well, I'd do it too.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Other names on the list: Greg Hutnick had five. Lucas Wolf with four. But the all-time PA Speed Week champion is Mr. Eddie Raymer, who got his first one in 92. He actually got his first full 92 through 995. He won his last PA Speed Week championship came in 2012, so just 10 years ago. But Freddie Raymer with 13 total Speed Week championships. This year, Freddie Raymer did not get the championship. Lance DeWeese did not get championship. Danny Dietrich, he hold off these guys and get a third K-Speed champion? We'll find out. Let's start Friday, June 24th, at Williams Grove. Williams Grove hosted two races again this year. Lincoln Speedway, the other one hosted two. Port Royal hosting two as well. But we'll start it at Williams Grove, Christina. And picking right up where his season left off, Andy McCreary finds victory lane the first night of PA Speaks and beats out Mr. Brent Marsh and Justin Pack.
I mean, I was it's not shocking. This kid is on a tear in Pennsylvania, and if you don't follow him, you should. He's running in other aspects of racing as well outside of Pennsylvania doing some stuff. So that's the coolest thing. He won night one and was I was looking like it could be, but you know, it wasn't.
Well, Anthony Murray actually goes on to win the first two nights. And
yes,
our podium was basically the same the first two nights. The only thing different was Justin Peck finished second, Brent Marks in third on night two at Lincoln, some speed. So Saturday at Lincoln, Anthony McCreary getting his second win of the Speed Week. Two in a row, looking very good for young Anthony McCreary so far in the PA Speed Weeks, Christina. Second annual PA Speed Week.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it might only be the second or third time, like, he's fully run the whole thing. But, hey, I mean, why not? You might as well wheel that sucker till the end, and he tried. And he also made a comment on social media that they did hurt a motor during Speed Week, you know, which isn't surprising, considering these guys are going pretty hard for a lot of weeks straight, and it came out. He had one go and give it away, but I mean, to all avails, he wasn't he won two, but I mean, somebody else decided to show up then.
That will be the last win that Anthony McCreary had gotten in PA weeks was Saturday, June 25th at Lynn Speedway. But Christina has not been a shabby season for Mr. Anthony McCreary at all. He's four wins in the All-Star Circuit of Champions Series right now up to this point. He's got quite a few podiums, and although he didn't get another win this year after the Lincoln race on Saturday, he did get four more podiums, though. He was running top three, top five form of PA speed. That is good for Mr. Anthony McCreary. He is definitely showing that he's got what it takes to keep up with these 410 drivers. He's proving why he's been there. But the other man, Sunday, June 26th, was canceled at Bass Motor Speedway. So we pick up again on Monday at Lincoln, and this is where somebody and this is another guy that we've talked about all year. He's got probably I'd say three or four wins as well in the All-Star Circuit of Champions Series. He's got quite a few podiums in series as well, and two podiums so far. He finally gets into victory lane Monday, June 27th at Lincoln, and that is Brent Marks. He beat out the 2020 PA Speed Week champion, Kyle Larson, and the man who had won the first two nights, Mr. Ann McCreary. Larson Maggie is our podium for night, technically night four, but night three of race.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you have some of these tracks that hold two nights instead of letting the one track that rains out make up the feature. But, you know, that's me, and I'm the one that has the problem with that. But after the unofficial night four points were posted, Anthony McCreary was still leading Speed Week points at this point in the racing. with only having three races in. So, I mean, yes, of course, we saw the Invader because Justin Peck, as we all know, does not run full-time with Pennsylvania. He runs full-time with those All-Star Circuit of Champions folks. So, and, you know, we saw a lot of people actually show up for Grandview, which would be night five, and they called it the Greg Hodnett Cup, which is, you know, tribute to one of the best that have ever ran a sprint car. So we saw Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Rico was there. So there was a lot more people that showed up towards the middle to the end of the week as well. So Grandview happened, and yet again, I feel like we see the same people on the podium.
we definitely have a thing going here with the podiums, but time on the podium was Rico Abreu. He got the win Tuesday at Grandview Speedway, beating out Anthony McCreary, Brent Marks. Now this is what Brent Marks explained. Okay, everybody have fun. You guys, I've you know, you got to come out, enjoy PA Speed Week so far, and then now just decides to rename PA Speed Weeks to Brent Marks Speed Weeks because he goes on a tear, Christina, winning the next four races. And I'm talking about races twice at Portville, Hagerstown, and Williamsgrove, Christina. He just goes on and then that's there.
Yeah, and mind you, after night five and Rico, who started on the pole, who ended up winning, after that race, Anthony McCreary still had the points lead. So nothing falls apart, really, for Anthony McCreary until, you know, the part, you know, Port Royal and everything else and falling to pieces, you know, so to speak. And losing out to Brent Marks. And if you didn't think Brent Marks was going to win at least one of these, hello, we go into Port Royal. He's won there several times. So he was on top of it.
Yes, he
The coolest thing is, though, is like Stevie Smith tribute. There was a Stevie Smith tribute car, which was really cool because night six, you got to see it at Port Royal. We got to see Brock Zierfoss run that car. For anyone that knows Stevie Smith, that was a pretty cool tribute as well to see all these cool, you know, tributes and everything else running out. And we had pretty much high car counts throughout the week, and everything's great. Seeing that whole 39 sprint cars plus every week, it was every night. I managed to do well, and hey, somebody that's not called the hometown homer won that race. I have to poke fun at, you know, they like to make fun of, Wagner and everything else, and how, you know, he doesn't like to come off the porch quite a lot. That's about the only place he likes to run, but hey, teach his own. He's good there.
Yeah, Brent Marks just adding his name to the playing list of people who have won a race during PA Speed. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. So, yeah, Brent Marks goes on to win at Port Royal, night one of Port Royal. Beating out Wagner's nurse. Thursday, he went at Hagerstown again, beating out Larson and Curry. He went Friday, July 1st at Williamsgrove, beating out Macri and Rico Abreu. And then Saturday, again, beating up the Wagner's. Brent Marks gets the win at Royal for Royal's second race on Saturday, July 2nd. That leads us to Christina Sunday, July 3rd at Selinsgrove, final night, PA Speed Week, the big night, and we get a surprise winner who knows his way around Pennsylvania, and I'm sure it's his way around Selinsgrove. But Brett Maher's coming up just one spot shy of winning five in a row and having six wins for PA Speedway. But Christina Danny Dietrich says, you know what? I'm getting my name on the list. I got to win these. So Danny Dietrich beat out Brett Maher and Justin Peck to win at Sealands Grove. Christina, we have a brand new PA Speed Weeks 410 Sprint Champion, and that would be Mr. Perks get the championship in 2022.
Yeah, and I'm going to sound like I'm from Pennsylvania. I've seen this repeatedly with the, you know, everything that's happened. This is why he came off the tour. He wasn't doing the greatest, the best, you know, on the Outlaw Tour. This is why he comes back. Comes back to do what he just did, which is win things like PA Speedway and being the best in Pennsylvania. And mind you, Marks and Dietrich have no love lost between each other, and especially at Sealands Grove. They've gone through this a couple times, battling back and forth as to who was going to win. I was just waiting to see if somebody was going to wreck somebody. That was all. But, lo and behold, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And
Brett
Danny Dietrich is very good at Sealands Grove. For anyone that doesn't know, outside of, you know, Lincoln and Trailways, honestly, I think Sealands Grove is one of his better tracks. He's very fast there and very good there.
And outside of all that, so, yeah, so Dan should get in on Sunday at Sealands Grove. Now, with his five wins this year, so Brett Maher's got five wins this year at PA Speedweeks. He got more wins this year than some of the big name drivers. When you think sprint car racing, when you think 410 sprint car racing, and you think speed week, and you think Pennsylvania speed, Brent Marks got more wins this year than guys like Chad Kemenoff has total. Dave Blaney, Logan Schuchart, Doug Etch, Darren Pitt, Brent Marks got more wins this year than some of those guys have total for their career at PA Speedweeks. But his five wins added to the four that he had previous to this puts him right below Kyle Larson, who has 10 car PA Speedweek wins, and it puts him right above Chris, who's got 8. So this gives Brent Marks total PA Speedweek wins. That's two behind the man that he has no love loss with. That's who beat him out Monday. Mr. Danny Dietrich, who has 11 career PA Speedweek wins. So Brent Marks, like I said, Anthony McCree, Marks, even Danny Dietrich. Some of the names that we have talked about all year, dear Justin Peck, he's another one. Look how many podiums had PA Speedweek. Look at the wins that he has with the All-Stars. We'll talk about Ohio Sprint Speaks, where two guys I just mentioned, Justin Peck and Danny Dietrich, those who basically had Ohio Sprint Speedweeks in the palm of their hand this year. So, but congratulations to Brent Marks, becoming the 32nd annual PA Speed Champion, getting five wins this year. Speed Weeks, amazing. He was just, it was hit or lose.
Yeah, he proved it. He did well, but we'll see if he can put together the rest of the year. I mean, winning PA Speed Week is good, and it's great. It adds you to the long list of great race car drivers in Pennsylvania. But you need to be able to win track championships, too. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to put all the wins out of the Brent Marks fans' sales. And I'm not saying that because I don't like Brett Marks. I do like Brett Marks. He's been on this, you know, this platform and this show several hundred times. It's not that. It's just you got to put everything together. And then when push comes to shove, you need to show back and be there. So he's got his work cut out. He needs to beat folks like Logan Wagner, who, you know, him and Anthony Macri have been putting on show at Port Royal Speedway every weekend. He just needs to be there and do it continuously. But well, that's always been a struggle for him, is inconsistency. He'll go on this five-race win, and then or four-race, five-race win streak, and then it all just goes the wrong way.
Well, let's hope it isn't. He's been pretty hot since even Ohio Sprint Speed Week, Chris. We'll talk about that in a minute. The final three races of Speed Week in Ohio, I mean, he had two podiums and a win. He beat out Danny Dietrich on the final night of Ohio Sprint Speed Week. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Yeah, I mean, Brent Mark, right now, he's hot. And he's doing what he needs to do, it appears so far. So yeah, we'll see how the rest of the season goes. So let's shift gears to Ohio Sprint Weeks, which obviously happened a couple weeks before PA. Ohio Sprint Speed Week started night one was on June 10th at Attica. Talked a little bit about Speed Weeks in Ohio because we're at the Wayne County Speedway for night four of Ohio Sprint Speaks. But Dietrich, Christina, another man that we've talked about all year. He's been a good year across several different tracks. But he's just runs that true outlaw schedule, and he just doesn't race for any one series for points for championships. So, but he had full control of Ohio Sprint Speed Week, and knowing some of these guys is how to get around tracks. So night one at Attica, Dietrich, Ballig, and Peck were the podium for that. Christina, it was a great start for Danny Dietrich in Ohio Sprint Speed Week.
Yeah, I think he did good throughout the whole week for the most part. You saw him doing some fun stuff, and this is what it's about. Like you said, he doesn't compete any, you know, he'll go wherever. Danny Dietrich doesn't discriminate on trying to beat any competition. That's what makes him Danny Dietrich, and, you know, you either love him or you hate him. There, you know, there's no in-between with that driver. So, you know, he won night one, you know, at Attica. He's good there. He's raced there a couple times. You know, we see him show back up into those podiums a little later on in Ohio Speed Week. But, I mean, he wins night one, and then night two we go to Fremont, and we see, you know, Parker Price-Miller get it done, and Sunshine find a podium. Sunshine has not had the best year this year.
He doesn't. He hasn't. He's got the lead, and we'll talk about the All-Star points here in a few minutes. But, yeah, he's the last month or so has not been very kind to Mr. Sunshine. It's been a little cloudy for him. But yeah, so night three of Speed Weeks, which was night two at Fremont, see Zeb Wyatt get into victory. He beats out Cap Henry and Corey Eliason, who Christina, we're gonna have to talk about him as well once with all the Speed Weeks, because we've got some big news about Corey Eliason. And but Zeb Wyatt getting that win. And then we moved to Wayne County Speedway, where we were at. We were there for this race. And Justin Peck gets the win. Tyler Courtney gets the podium and comes in third there. So congratulations to Justin Peck. He got the first win of Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks there at Wayne County Speedway. And then, Christina, we moved to Sharon. And Christopher Bell. We saw Christopher Bell. We saw Alex Bohm at Wayne Kane County Speedway, Christina, for that race. So that was pretty neat to see that.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Bowman in the sprint car is new. We haven't seen that quite a lot, but we've seen Christopher Bell a couple of times and back at it. And that's what's nice about the modern-day NASCAR driver. They don't just race NASCAR, and their car owners are okay with it, which is it's good for all racing platforms, including NASCAR, who needs all the help they can get. But, so, yeah, we go to Sharon Speedway. We see Bell find the podium. The one and only time you saw the NASCAR guys kind of take it out and win something. Other than, you know, the one time in PA Speed Week, we saw someone outside of PA win a race, but not even a NASCAR guy. So, I mean, these guys put it out there. These Ohio and PA guys were not letting the real invaders come in and take their spotlight.
No. They were not. And then we moved to Atomic Speedway, which we were at Memorial Day weekend, if you guys remember. We did some stuff from Atomic Speedway, where we see Justice Simpak find Vane victory length again, beating out Danny Dietrich and Parker Price-Smith. And speaking of some all-star regular guys, we have a hat that we will talk about shortly to give away. I'm going to extend the giveaway for that at a week. I will put a post on Facebook, and we'll take another week to gather names to draw one person, and it's going to win a hat. Then we have a Barbasol hat from four of Ohio Speed Weeks at Wayne County Speedway that we had quite a few drivers sign for us. From there, we move on. Christina, night seven at Waynesfield Raceway Park in Waynesfield, Ohio, where we see a ray of sunshine in three lanes. He beats out Justin Peck and Marks. And this is where Brent Marks has run for the last few weeks. Kind of got its jump start, was here at Atkinsfield Raceway, and finished third on the podium.
Yeah, so he finishes third. He finally, you know, steps up. And then we go to Lima Land, which has seen quite a bit of action with some other PA guys from the past and everything. It's great. That's the best part about it is these Pennsylvania guys showed up at the end of Ohio Speed Week to kind of get ready for their version. You know, they were getting ready for PA Speed Week, kind of knocking the dust off. That's what you got to do. Knock the dust off, get it ready, and they got it ready, all right, because we saw, you know, two out of three of the podium was from Pennsylvania, Danny Dietrich winning at Lima Land. Then you saw Parker Price and Marks on the podium there as well. And then, hey, why not? That final night of Ohio Speed Week couldn't even be won by a guy from Ohio.
No, and almost, Christina, kind of looks like the final eight of PA Speed Weeks, doesn't it?
It's very similar.
It's the exact same podium. The only difference is Marks the win at the final night of our Sprint Speed Weeks. He gets that check for $20,554 to wrap up Ohio Sprint Speed Week. Nine nights in a row of racing. Nine nights, not one. Rain out. Every race was ran. And Brent Marks wins the final night, beating out Danny Dietrich and Justin Peck. Now, Brent Marks got the big check for $20,000. But Justin Peck, he claims the 2022 Ohio Sprint Speed Champion this year. So congrats to John Peck. Kind of like what we've seen at Keelan's Grove on the night of PA Speed. We see one driver gets the win at for the race, while the driver who finishes on the podium wins the championship the whole week. So congrats to John Peck for winning 2022 Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks. Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks, Christina, pretty much dominated by Danny Dietrich, Justin Peck, Park Price Miller. These guys, they were, it seemed like on the podium every single race, and was just the last of the field for all of Ohio French League.
Yeah, they did, and it's great. I love it. It's amazing to see these guys really put it on. Speed Week was quite a show. Both Speed Weeks were quite a show. You know, so we did Ohio Speed Week, and then we did Pennsylvania Speed Week, and then we go to Lernerville,
which is
a pretty cool race.
Oh, yeah. It is the 31st running of the Dunmartin Memorial Silver Cup at Lernerville Speedway. Christina, this is one of those, you know, NASCAR has their crown jewel races that they call, you know, the Daytona 500, the Coke 6600, the Dayton, the Southern 500 at Darlington. You know, NASCAR has their crown jewel races. This Dunmartin Memorial Silver Cup race that is ran every year at Lernerville. This is one of those 410 sprint crown jewel races. I'm sure you agree with me on that. This is a race that you have the best when it comes to sprint car drivers showing up.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Everyone under the sun comes to this. It's a great race. We saw a lot of big names, and it's a huge race. If you can go, you go. I mean, I'm too far away for that, that race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little too far away.
These are some of the names. I'm going to read off from each heat some of the names that show up for this race. We're talking names like PPA guy, like Logan Wagner. Obviously, Ty Courtney was there. Simon. Tanner Thorsen, Nevada, shows up for this race. You've got guys, Chris Wendham. Kyle Larson, a NASCAR guy, shows up for the race. Bill Ballard. He's a full-time all-star driver. He's from Alaska. Guys like, who else? You got Brett Mattis, Brad Mattis, some PA guys there. Hunter Sternberg, AJ Flick. He is a Lernerville regular there. Mark, Tim Schaefer. That's a big name in 410 racing. Rico Brady, Justin Beck, Jacobs. From Ohio, part of the Jacobs family there. So these are some big names that show up for this race. This is a pretty big time race. You get a lot of drivers showing up for this to try and get that win and say that they are a silver champion. And Christina, of all the guys that show up this race, the one guy that shows up that gives everybody butterflies, he gets the win, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he helps sell out racetracks, too. So no shock there. I mean, we shouldn't be shocked that Larson's going to win at some point at one of these races he shows up to. And sure enough, he wins the one that's $25,000 to win, then boards a plane and decides to go race NASCAR.
Right. he had a few, right? The race was on a Tuesday, Wednesday. The race was on a Wednesday, and he only had me down in Atlanta. That's probably only about a two-hour flight, so he had me a time. So this is a Tezos All Circuit of Champion Saints race, and yes, Kyle Larson, the Elk Grove, California native. Comes to pee. But, you know, really, Christina, it doesn't matter what state the 410s are in. If Kyle Larson shows up, guys start to sweat. Usually it's not because of the temperature outside, right?
No, yeah. I mean, he's bound to win. It heats up and he gets good. I mean, this is the time of the year he gets good in everything. But we'll see. I mean, there's a lot that happened. We saw other racing that happened. as well with the All-Stars. But, I mean, all in all, it's been a great month, well, the end of June to now, racing to be had. And it's been great to watch. These guys and girls are literally going to give you everything they got each week.
Yes, they are. There was 20 drivers that qualified for the race. Kyle Larson gets the win. He beat out Brent Marks, who, again, we've talked about. He is hot right now through the month of June, July. Justin Peck coming in third and rounding out that podium. Then you had Chris Wendum, Schulberg, Zeb Wise, Captain Henry, Obalik, and Ty Courtney. That was top 10 for the Don Martin Memorial Silver Cup 31 that was ran this year. And again, Don Martin, a big part of operating all of this time, and a huge name in sprint car racing. I have learned since getting into all of that Don Martin was very instrumental in a lot of his racing. A lot of racetrack, especially Lernerville. That's why this race is ran at Lernerville each year. We'll wrap up All-Star talk. Tyler Courtney does have points lead for now, Christina, but he's only got a 74-point lead. Just a month or so ago, he had well over 100 lead. So Justin Peck slowly tipping away at that lead. Henry in third. Parker Price Miller in fourth, and Zeb Wise fifth in points now. Christina, Parker Price Miller, I saw him at Rankin County Speedway. This man, everything he is going through, anybody else would have quit racing, would be laying home, taking their treatments, and just trying to survive. This man going out winning races in a 410 sprint car, Krista.
Well, yeah, I mean, that just goes to show you the, you know, all the fight and, you know, his love and passion for racing. And this is the stuff that keeps people going. You know, it's an inspiration. He's doing great things. I mean, I know what he's going through, been through it and everything. So, I mean, it's not easy, and he's definitely giving it his all and showing that he's a resilient man and he's not going to give up. And that's what people need to, you know, if you're going to have a role model, folks, follow that kind of role model in life.
Yes, most definitely. So that wraps up our All-Star Circuit of Champions.
No, it doesn't. Remember, there's big news that came.
There is news.
How did you forget?
I have the Wolf Outlaws pulled up on my screen. All I'm thinking about is moving up to
there. We can't go there yet.
We
got big news.
So there's big news out of the All-Star Circuit of Champions, and it has to be with somebody who has, I mean, when you think of the All-Stars and you think of 410 racing, this is definitely a name that pops into your head, and he's a name that has quite a few wins. I mean, top 10 in the points when it comes to this type of 410 car racing. But yeah, Christina, big news for Corey Iason. I'll let you take the lead on that.
I mean, I didn't expect that to happen at all. That kind of came out of left field, is this happening. And, you know, Corey Eliason, and it's just weird. I mean, I don't know what happened to spark this. I mean, yeah, they're going to say it was a mutual thing and they wish each other the best. Man, just tell us the truth. I want juicy, good details. I don't like when we play these, we're going to hide what the differences was. But Corey Eliason, for those that don't know and, you know, don't, you know, follow the racing like we all do, has lost his ride in sprint car racing. So, you know, no longer is he running. Just weird. Rudin Racing and him It was a 3.5-year run. I'm shocked, but he's not the only one that lost his ride this week. A PL guy lost his ride, too. So that's what happened there. You know, there's nothing but the best, wishing the best and everything for both sides. So kind of weird to see a mutual relationship like that end. But lo and behold, he did not stay out of a ride for far too long, considering July 2nd. He was in the Indy Race Parts car running at Knoxville. So, didn't stay out of a ride for too long. I don't know if that's an official, like, deal or if it was just for that weekend. I don't know. I don't want to speculate and tell you guys something that's not 100%, as it doesn't show anything in his, like, nothing with his Twitter bio or anything like that, but he was running. You know, the 71 Indy Race Parts vehicle. And, I mean, hey, why not? He ran at Knoxville. He's from the area, so it's not like he's far off from where they were. And qualified fourth. He finished second in the one feature, so not a bad weekend for them.
Yeah. And taking his place in that ride, Christina, is Wise, I believe, is what I heard.
That's weird, because was he not already in a ride?
He was running a 10 car. I mean, I don't know, but I thought that what I had seen when they...
And now does he lose his points?
I'm not sure how that works with the All-Stars. If the points stay with driver,
huh.
I'm sure there's an owner's point type of thing. But
that's weird, yeah. Something's
sure
not normal
that,
with that.
That Wise is now running with Rooting Rain Race. Now, they move from Corey Lyons to Zeb Wise.
On July 9th, he was still in the 10.
Unless Wise is taking over start in 2023 season.
Okay, so final night. Final night for the 10. Okay, so, yes, that was the final night that the 10 was going to be running, which is a family run car, the 10 is. Wise Pretty Racing. And then it says the week of Attica's Brad Doty Classic, he will be in the Rooting Racing 26.
Okay. I believe Kyle Larson is a guy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Their funding has anything to do with that for the 10. You know. Tires aren't cheap. We've seen
right.
A lot of issues come about with tires recently. There's a lot of guys that are picking and choosing what races to run now because said tires. We thought NASCAR tires were bad. Oof.
No.
These Hoosiers are not very good.
Well, I'll
they're
tell
super
you,
expensive.
I'll tell you, if somebody who doesn't care about tire prices and he's running the tires off of his car, and that is the man who's on a tear since Saturday, May 28th, at Atomic Speedway, where we were at that night, and then that is the man who has the most wins in the World of Outlaw series right now.
Meh.
What was that? Meh.
Meh.
Well, I'll tell you what, he doesn't have the points lead because for somehow I think it's a glitch. Somebody to go through and start all over and go through and count points by hand. Want a hand count of all the points because there's no way that no, there is a way because with Sheldon and the Chinese Racers. So if not getting a win, usually finishing the race. So, Sheldon Haudenschild, Christina, has been an absolute. It's like Carson Macedo. They're bad. It's almost like Brad Sweet doesn't even exist. And points championship coming between Sheldon and Carson. They're facing harder for second place. It seems like they are for points championship because these two are going back and forth since the end of May. These have won everything. You get Brent Marks again, and once again, here's Brent Marks. We got to talk about getting a win at Knoxville.
Yeah.
You know
what baffles me? I'm going back through this, and you know the last time Brad Sweet, the last win Brad Sweet has, you know the date? I do.
I have to look, but he got one win.
March 29th.
There you go.
March 29th.
But Christina, look right here. We've had 35 races. He has 30 top tens. So
that's the only reason he's still leading. Now, if your boy could keep all four wheels on the racetrack, he might actually have had the points lead by now. But he cannot. He is literally Ricky Bobby of sprint car racing. It's either wreckers or checkers. If he ain't first, you're last.
Let me see if I – there was – I don't think I did. I saw something. It was on Facebook, Twitter. I don't remember where it was now.
Is it bad? Is it true? Does Jacob Allen have more wins this year than Brad Sweet?
He does. Absolutely.
Exactly. See, folks, you don't always got to win. You just got to finish in the top 3 or 10. That's the problem with Sheldon. Sheldon would have the points lead, especially after the Terry's been on and winning a couple races, would have the points lead if he could, A, keep the tire on the car, or, B, doesn't hit the wall.
Yeah. That's
the problem.
I mean, he's about the same boat as Sheldon. It's either checkers or wreckers.
Wreckers or
him.
Checkers.
These guys
watch too many Ricky Bobby. And then, it's crazy. So, we see, like you said, Sheldon on a tear. We saw Carson Macedo going on a tear. This is the year of Jacob Allen, my friends. I don't know what to tell you, but completely dominated Cedar Lake Speedway on July 1st. So good for them. Night one, he dominated that. And then night two, we saw the PA kid come back and finally get a win with the Outlaws. It's not often Brock Zierfoss joins the tour. Mind you, he's locally. He usually runs local. He's a family-run team. But July 2nd, the boy got out there and put on a show, too. So some PA guys mixing it up in there as well, putting on a show. I got to shout those two out because they're two of my favorites.
I can't find out. There was a stat about Sheldon. About the year
that he's wreckers or checkers.
No, it was about the year that he kept having this year, and some of his all time win in one, he's had a season, and this year is one of his best years he has had. I believe it was last year he had 8 wins total for the whole year. He's already got 8 wins now, and we're not even halfway through. And we've got, another 45 or 6 races to go. So we're not halfway through the season yet. So, Sheldon's still there, and it's good that Sheldon, Compulsion, David Gravel, even got that lead, still within reach, and it's only a lot. So if Brad, We gotta hope that Brad Street has a little bit worse over the next month or so, and we could really see those points shrink even more. Brad Street will put a sweat.
Right. I mean, you never know what can happen, but he's got to keep it on the track.
Yeah, they all do. And you said again, having a career year and doing phenomenal. No offense to Jacob Allen, but Logan Schuart has been the driver. The Sharp race. You think of Logan Schuart this year. Jacob Allen said, "Hey, look, I'm on team too."
I think, he's lived in that shadow quite a lot in his racing career. So he's put together some great races and put together a lot of things that have gone well for him. And I hope it continues for him because, he's great at what he does, too. They're both great drivers, very talented. So it's great to see the diversity in the Sprint Car Series this year. So we'll see. Maybe we do get a new champion. Let's hope so.
Yeah. Some things, Christina, that are in the world of all some things are not surprising is, Brad Sweet point two leader. Chevelle Housefield, Carcito having 8 and 7 in the respectively among themselves. So that's in that we have been seeing now the last couple of years. Things that are surprising so far in the season, which in Jacob Allen, have a great year. That is awesome. Congrats to him. 3 so far in the year. Also surprising, and I made a bet, I lost already, and James McFadden has not gotten a win yet. Unless it was just me, I could have sworn that he would have had 2 or 3 wins by this time. Confusing, Christina. Am I the only one that thinks that it is?
It's surprising a little bit. It's the fact that it's the team he's in. I wish he would have stayed with Casey Kane Racing. I feel like he would have had a better shot to win with Casey Kane Racing. Just my opinion. You ever wonder why they cheated to get the wins they got before?
Also surprising would be that Logan Schuart win column for him is only 1 so far, and then we're into July. So hopefully Logan Schuart comes around and joins some team and victory a few times for the season is over, but the point so Brad Street over Sheldon Howard, Carson Macedo, Logan Schuart, that's your Johnny Basin, who has put out victory lane twice now this year. Jacob Allen, Brock Giffard, that's your top 10. And then Keith Kane, he's back. He's sneaker over there, just outside the top 10. 12. He's having 16 races this year. He had a couple-month stretch where he was on the sideline after a bad accident. So it's good to see him back. He was racing at a top time when we were on there that Memorial Day weekend. So it is good to see Casey Kane back in a race car, Christina.
Yeah, it's always good when he gets back into it. Especially considering his career ended in NASCAR due to injuries and some stuff. So, he's a good driver. He knows what he's doing. He's a great car owner, too. Very smart at that. Who knows? Could we see him in NASCAR again just as a car owner? Only time will tell.
Speaking of the world of Washington, Case Kane, another name that is synonymous with, and he was at Wayne County Speedway. I got to meet him for the very first time ever. Thank you to Ryan Pearson. Shout out to him for introducing us. Tomorrow at Echo Raceway Park, the World of Outlaws, waiting for quite a few days, actually, because they've got a pretty big race coming up. But tomorrow, is the Ohio Logistics by Cody Clark. So we'll see how that goes. And that leads into a four-night. Is it a four-night? One, two, three, four.
Oh,
night.
Yeah.
4 nights of racing at Eldora Speedway in Rossburg.
Yeah, one of the
PA
best tracks in the year.
For the Kings Royal. Being a 4 nights of World of Outlaw racing at Eldora Speedway. On my bucket list. That is.
That race is on everyone's.
We're gonna have to coordinate vacations 1 year, and you and Jim have to come up, and we're all gonna have to take a week off and go to the King Royal at Eldora for 4 days and enjoy some racing.
That would be great. I mean, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Jim did the King's Royal.
Okay.
1 year.
You could just leave him in Florida. He's already done that.
I'm almost certain it was the King's Royal. He did 1 year, and they had to take shelter at one point during the weekend he was at Eldora because there was a tornado warning.
yeah, I believe it. That part of Ohio gets some tornadoes. I believe it.
Yeah, he has a picture. I think it's somewhere in like one of our phones or somewhere of a pretty big shelf cloud. Yeah, he just messaged me. He can hear me. He was yes, it was the King's Royal. That's yeah. So they had an eventful time, almost like when I went to Richmond and we had to literally sit in the car through a tornado warning too at the racetrack.
Oh boy.
There was nowhere we could go. Nowhere.
Wow.
In the middle, if you guys know where Richmond Speedway is, there was nowhere to go. Where the hell
right.
did they expect you to go? Just like Eldora, tornado warning. Where the hell are you going to go? Your car.
Especially out there, it's just wide open flat land. Not
There's
really
nothing.
Place. Now,
it's nothing, folks.
My only question is this. So we've got the Brad Doty Classic Tuesday, the 12th, at Attica. And then starting on Wednesday, we go right from Attica to Eldora. And then run through Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. NASCAR in New Hampshire on Sunday. I don't think Kyle
Oh, he'll be there.
Oh, come on, Christina.
He'll be there. He's going to be there.
I'm sure
they're,
he is. I think he'll be.
They're all going to be there. All
they'll
of
have
them.
To go to New Hampshire for... They'll have to go to New Hampshire on Saturday for qualifying, though.
Yeah, that's what air private planes and helicopters are for. And if you don't think Rick Hendrick has one, you're sadly mistaken, y'all. He's got it all.
Now, wait a second, Christy. You're just getting – let's see. What time – oh, Cup Series qualifying is at 12:30. That's plenty
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
He'll make his qualifying run. He'll hop in the jet and be at Eldora in an hour.
You – come on. Now, you don't think that Tony Stewart – and NASCAR all talk this shit through? Come on.
Stop it. You're talking gibberish now. Okay, so...
I'm not talking
that,
gibberish.
That is the...
That's scheduling is what that is. And if you think that's not scheduling, the simple fact of the matter is, if you think about this and you look at their schedule, because let's be honest, I think this is funny. Tony Stewart owns Eldora. That's no,
right.
no big rock turn. Tony Stewart also is an owner with Camping World Series SRX Racing.
Right.
Why would Tony Stewart, now mind you, I don't know if he's racing in this race. He probably is because he wants to win the championship. July 16th, you're going to have to make a decision, folks. Are you going to be at Eldora? Are you going to be watching Eldora on TV? Or are you going to watch I-55 Raceway and Peverly, Pevely and watch SRX race on dirt?
Hmm.
What time is the SRX race, though?
8 o'clock, same time.
8 p.m.?
Boy, they race at 8 p.m. all the damn time.
Wow. Competing with Eldora
and
Kings Royal.
And then you want to know where they finish their schedule? This is epic, and it's amazing. It's in Hartford, Ohio. So they're going to race at Peverly, and then they're going to race the 23rd at Sharon Speedway.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, you know who is synonymous with Sharon Speedway?
Blaney's.
Yeah, and guess who's racing in that race?
Probably Dale Blaney.
Yes. Actually, Ryan Blaney are both racing that race.
Ah, how about that? At Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is the week that is the World of Outlaws. They will be at it because tomorrow and then Eldora for the rest of the week for the Kings Royal. Not sure about you, but I think that's all I have for dirt racing.
The only thing I would touch on real quick is Lucas Oil Late Models, and just real quick because I love late model racing. Big Sexy found victory lane again, and guess what? He leaves one series and can't dominate the other. Just saying. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. For all y'all that love little freaking Brandon Shepard, he's not leading these points series, y'all. And, I mean, he hasn't won in quite a while either.
That's weird, not having the season they thought they would, huh?
I mean, I guess it's what happens when you leave the series that lets you cheat. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but... yeah, so Brandon Overton, Big Sexy, won. He gets his first career go for 50 win. I just love saying that. Go for 50 win. At Deer Creek Speedway. Now, tell me that is not the most redneck race you've ever heard of.
Stop it.
Guys, I come from an area in the world where I graduated with, like, only 150 people. I graduated from a very small town. So I can say that. Go for 50 win at Deer Creek Speedway. Now, that's redneck. That's awesome. So he beat Chris Madden, who ended up winning night one as well at Deer Creek. So that's great. That's epic. That's all I got. I just wanted to touch on that. Big Sexy finding victory lane, winning all that money again.
Well, congrats to Big Sexy for always winning the big money races. We will take a quick commercial. When we come back, we will talk about our hat giveaway. We'll talk about the Fast Wrestling League. We'll talk about NASCAR, lots of drama. We've only got about 40 minutes left. The phone lines are open. If you want to call in 673-383-1903. Other than that, tuned right here. The Slicks and Sinstick Radio Network will be right back after this quick break.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop.
They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
Presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Hope that he had a safe, happy, healthy, and awesome 4th of July. Welcome to the show. We took a few weeks off to try and enjoy a little of the nice weather and the beginning of summer. We had a long string there of shows traveling to the racetrack back, so I thought we would take a few weeks off, kind of sit back and group a little bit, but we are back now, and we are always on the Flixen Sports Radio Network. Now, as I mentioned a little bit ago, I took a Barbasol hat with me to Wayne County Speedway, and I got autographs from guys like Tyler Killer, Danny D. Dietrich. Who else do we get? We got Parker Price, Mace Miller on there. And we even got Tony Stewart to sign our hat. So we've got quite a few autographs on this. A local guy, Wayne County, Mr. Henrique. He even autographed it first as well. So we've got a bottle hat. Wayne County will be dirt all over it. And a few autographs. I will post something late night on our Facebook again. And you guys have about a week to get your name put in to win this hat. Also, Christina, we're doing something special for the week. We have one of our sponsors, Debbie G Photography. She is doing a packet. She's putting together a kit, and we're going to donate some Barbasol stuff to the back as well. I have some gift cards in it. It's going to have a discount for a photograph session with Debbie G. Photography. It's going to have a gift basket of stuff in it, and this is going to be for the point. The regular season point champion of our league, Christina. Now, if you or Debbie finish in first at the end of the regular season, it goes to the next eligible person, either second place or place or whoever. Whoever finishing regular season points eligible person is will win the basket. All right, Christina, you are not eligible. I know. I'm a big baddie. But you, me, and Debbie are obviously not eligible for this because Debbie is obviously donating the basket. So if she's in the points right now, Christina, you and Debbie were going to pick the winner yesterday. In Atlanta, that gave
okay. Well, first off,
gave Debbie
the rest of you are dumb.
That gave Debbie the points lead, and it jumped you from eighth all the way up to fourth. You went from barely the top 10 to in the top 5. Big time. Big, huge. And that gives you and Debbie 3 wins in the year. 115 points so far to be played. You're the only two with 3 wins now. You've yourself some separation. We're down to 7 races. There are 7 races left in the regular season. So, what I need to know left, but time is also running out for, I believe it is Anthony and Tasha, the only two far that don't have wins this year.
Well, I mean, if Anthony keeps picking Larson every week, he's bound to get a win. But, I mean, first off, we went to Atlanta, folks. Atlanta, okay? Georgia. Who is born in Atlanta, in Georgia? Chase Elliott. Who did they talk about? All NBC program. Chase Elliott. Come on now, y'all. It wasn't that hard. Chase Elliott and being only one of two people, I thought the rest of y'all were going to take Chase Elliott. That's why I waited. You know, I didn't make my pick very early this time.
I waited it
out a bit.
How many wins does Chase Elliott have in Atlanta?
Okay, that was the first. But, I mean, no. He's from Atlanta. They've been talking about Chase Elliott like it was going out of style. And it is going out of style. I wish they would stop. But, I mean, and he lost to Tyler Reddick the week before. Come on now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even cheering for him to win, just so everybody is aware.
He is definitely on it right now. He not only, Christina, not only does he need the regular season points, he leads the playoff points as well. So
yeah, because that's his third win.
He is getting hot. Hopefully not too soon, though. I don't want to be too hot.
I hope so.
Now, drivers, Christina, we'll talk real quick about NASCAR, and then we'll jump back to the race real quick. As far as the standings go, Christina, look at some of these drivers. Ryan Blaney, he's pretty settled in the playoffs. He's fourth in playoff points. No wins yet, though. Martin Truex Jr., he's ninth in the playoff points. No wins yet, though. Now, the drivers who are not looking so good, Christopher Bell is 15th in the playoff point. No wins yet. Kevin Harvick, Almirola, Eric Jones, Austin Dillon. The drivers are on the outside looking in. Kevin Harvick and Eric Almirola, they're missing 12 in the regular season points. But you've got drivers like Chase Briscoe win, Denny Hamlin, 19 points, Chase Briscoe, 6 points. You've got guys like Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe outside the top 10 points, but they've got those wins. And that is what's not Kevin Harvick and Eric Almirola. And Eric Jones out of the playoff, Christina. And we still have 7 races to go. If we got 3 more first-time winners
I hope.
Outside the top 16, that's not going to look good for drivers like Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin.
Let's talk about how stupid Joe Gibbs Racing is. Just for one second. You're talking about Tyler Reddick. We're talking about Christopher Bell. He's on the bubble, right?
Right.
Literally hanging by a thread there. All right? So he's the last car. He's on the bubble. And then you got somebody sitting 24th in points throwing a tetra tantrum week in and week out and, you know, saying some not so nice things to his crew chief when it wasn't even his crew chief's fault. But whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we go ahead and cater to the tetra tantrum acting like a child and saying stupid shit on the radio to his crew chief and being an asinine, and then when approached about it in an interview, he can't even look at the reporter in the face, looking down, looking everywhere else. But that's a reporter. Mind you, that is the one thing that unnerves me more than anything about people. If you're going to be interviewed, look at the damn person interviewing you. God, do it. Just look.
Well, he's had attitudes with reporters before.
Yeah, well, so we go ahead and we're going to throw Christopher Bell under the bus, basically, and say, we don't give a flying rootootooey if you make the damn playoffs. Because we're going to give you the 23X team crew. I don't give a shit if they're funded and whatnot by Joe Gibbs Racing. First off, you should be swapping your damn pit crew for a charter team that you barely are supposed to have anything to do with. Oh, Kurt Busch's crew ain't got that many damn problems. They're in the same organization. Get the hell out of here. Tell me it's the crew's fault. Maybe they gave up on the driver because the driver's got an attitude each week.
Just saying.
But now we're going to throw Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell, who is a Joe Gibbs Racing driver, and fault him. And by the way, I would not blame the tire changer. That tire wouldn't have came off had the jackman not dropped the damn jack before the tire changer was done. So, that's not good for Christopher Bell, and that doesn't look good as a car owner. You should be wanting to have all four of your drivers in the playoffs. Mind you, you could if you put a little effort into the 20 car. But what the hell do I know? We haven't put effort into the 20 car since, I don't know, Matt Kenseth drove it.
Just saying.
That was
my rant. Lots of drama, though. Now, I didn't watch any of the race. I watched some of the Kevin Hovind Harvick. I was doing a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of stuff.
Kevin
with
Harvick. He still drives.
He does. He's still NASCAR driver full time. I was listening to this on my NASCAR mobile app on my iPhone, and we're not sponsored or anything by iPhone, Apple, or NASCAR. I just wanted to throw those there. But
we should be.
I was listening to the race on my NASCAR mobile app, and every now and then I would take a break and turn on Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick had a car camera. Just watch some of the race because I wasn't in the house. But there's a lot of drama. I didn't get to watch any of the race on TV, but from what I was listening to boy, Christina, did you watch the race?
Of course I watched the race. I watched the entire race. I watched every single lap. And let me tell you, real quick, the Xfinity race at Atlanta, God, was the most boring race I've ever watched. I didn't even realize it was over until it was over, and they said Austin Hill won the race. I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
All right.
Of all three series, the Xfinity race sucked. The Cup race brought all the drama, and it was like watching Real Housewives on TV. And then the truck race was just amazing because we saw a low-budget, underfunded team win the damn race and dominate the race. So congratulations, Parker Kligerman. I will always support him. He has supported this show since day one when he raced for Kyle Busch Motorsports. I don't care what anybody says about Parker Kligerman. Don't care. I like the guy. Always will.
Well, and Parker's a pretty good road course driver anyway. So,
yeah. And anytime he gets in this truck, anytime he gets in this truck in the 75, he does very well. And, I mean, Tide found victory lane again. Zane Smith and him had a very clean but yet great battle in the final closing laps. And when they asked Zane Smith, why didn't you turn him? Very simple. I find it very hard to turn the guy that pushed me to my Daytona win. See?
Yeah.
Guys, race car drivers don't forget. Now, let's talk about the Cup Series and how race car drivers don't forget.
Let's talk about, first of all, we have to make mention that not Toyota in the top 10. So congrats Ford and Chevy for taking the top 10 at Atlanta. But let me ask you, Chris, what is up with Ross Chastain? Hold on. I don't want to label him a dirty driver. Is it just bad? Is it just bad luck? Is it he's finally in good equipment, and
yeah,
he can keep up with these top teams, and now he has to almost learn how to drive the car again, because he's actually being able to keep and run front. So, you know what I mean? Is it he's not used to having this good of equipment and run up front, and he's almost like a rookie. He's got to learn where he can bump draft or where he can somebody in the back and not spin him? Or is he a secret privately dirty driver?
No. I don't think it's either of the two, actually.
Okay.
I think it might be a mixture of, the whole better equipment situation, scenario, a little bit of that. But I also think he's gotten to the point in his career that he's tired of having to, you know, put on the brakes because somebody else is in front of him and doesn't know how to drive a race car or this and that. I don't per se dirty driving. The Truex thing, I mean, what the hell else was he going to do? Truex got loose as he's already there. If he breaks, he's going to get gut checked in the rear end, and he's going to be the one wrecked. I mean, that one, I chalked that up to a racing incident because there was really no real thing he was going to do. Truex wasn't clear. I don't care what anybody says. You can clearly see him. He wasn't clear in that instance, and I will fight Twitter warriors all day long. I don't care. Keyboard, behind a keyboard, people think they're like, I don't know, Macho Man Randy Savage or some shit out there. So, yeah, I don't see it that way. Now, the Denny Hamlin thing? I don't know if there was like, I don't know.
Well, I don't want to think.
The 19 wasn't intentional. The 19 got loose. He had nowhere to go. And Austin Dillon calling somebody out for shit. Come on. He needs to look in the mirror when he says shit. Didn't he go 4 years and he wrecked everybody in the field, including himself, at least once a race? Come on now. I mean... Right. Take the silver spoon out of your mouth for 5 seconds and learn, you know, you weren't going to get a good finish either way because, well, you're Austin Dillon. But what I find ironic is we're going to dub Ross Chastain a dirty driver. Well, I mean... I think we're just back to 90s style of a race car driver in these, you know, older guys, younger in-betweens, don't like it. I see a little bit of Dale Earnhardt in him.
I don't want to label him that. I was just asking you because I didn't see the race. So I see any of these accidents. I didn't see anything he was involved with.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's a dirty driver. I see more of a Dale Earnhardt-esque driver attitude with him. Yeah, he's got to learn. I don't like Jeff Burton's take on it during the race. And I mean, I muted NBC because I got tired of hearing Jeff Burton talk. Not only that, I got tired of seeing the Dolphin pole hall on display every five fucking minutes, mind you, either. So, I mean, NBC totally catered to the Chase Elliott aspect of that race. So, I mean, I just went with the given that he was bound to win since he didn't win last week. But what I was really hoping would happen, like I said, I did take Chase Elliott. And I know when I say this, a lot of you are going to be like, but you should want him to win. I didn't want him to win. I wanted the underdog to win. I wanted that second low-budget team of the freaking weekend to get a win. I wanted to see that win. I wanted a Corey LaJoie win because Corey LaJoie put on a show in a race car that shouldn't be that good.
Right.
No offense to Spire Motorsports and you know, all respect to them for what they're doing, being a lower budget team out there doing well. He even said it in his post-race interview. We're going to put one of these together soon. We're better. We're getting better. We're in better stuff. They are. This new car changed the playing field, and it showed on Sunday until Chase Elliott wrecked him.
Well, yeah.
Just look,
Corey LaJoie was running in the top 10. You got Austin Cindric running up
all
there.
Day.
Running up there. Daniel Suarez in sixth
yep.
again. Justin Haley. Harrison Burton. I think I got laughed at that when I made my pick. And I did laugh at you. And then goes out and gets the top 10.
I'm honest.
So, you know, Harrison Burton and brothers put together top 10. And now Atlanta's been reconfigured. It's been repaved. They've added some more bank to it. It runs like a Daytona.
It's a mini super speedway.
Right. And so, you know, you see a lot of guys running up front that are good at speedways. But to see these guys, Eric Jones, Dave Suarez, Justin Haley, Harrison Burton, to see these guys in the top 10, though, too, most of them, like you said, most of the day, it shows that the car has completely leveled the playing field.
It's made it even better, and that's done. It's made everything what it should have been. And, I mean, let's be honest. If Chase Elliott hadn't blocked Corey LaJoie late, I feel like some of the outcome would have been different. I really, truly do. I don't think Corey LaJoie would have finished outside the top 10. I feel like Corey LaJoie would have been in victory lane. Finishing 21st it is not a showing of what that car was made of. I really feel it was the best he's looked in the 7. And mind you, for those that don't remember, earlier in the spring when they were at Atlanta, he finished in the top 5.
Right.
Corey LaJoie did. Atlanta is a good track for him. With the repaint.
Running up around the top 10 most all day was Michael McDowell also. Todd Gilliland.
Hey, I picked him last week.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Todd Gilliland.
And I got laughed at for taking Michael McDowell.
And
not by you, but by other people.
Even Brad Keselowski was impressed yesterday. They ring up towards
was
the
he? Until he got wrecked by the 11 car twice.
I mean,
if anybody should be mad, maybe Brad Keselowski should be mad at the 11 car.
Yeah.
And I need to know, how did Joey Logano's car, mind you, he got caught up in Denny Hamlin wrecked him too, but I mean, Joey Logano was halfway airborne in that one wreck. I believe the wreck that everybody blamed Chastain for, the Truex incident. He got caught up in that. He had nowhere to go. He was getting drilled one way or another. He was literally halfway midair. He continued in that race until later on when he didn't beat the clock and because Denny Hamlin wrecked him. Too. But, yeah, so that's crazy. That race really showed everything. So now we go to another boring race.
Yeah, New Hampshire is on Sunday for the Cup Series. I think it's more, it's less about dirty driving thing. I think it's more about these Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., you know, Alex Bowman even maybe.
He's not having a good year either.
Chase Elliott. I think some of these guys, their frustration, not dirty driving. I think their frustration that NASCAR has finally nailed it with this car has evened the playing field. And so these several drivers aren't dominating every single weekend. And you got guys like Corey LaJoie, Chase, Ross Chastain, Daniel Suarez, Justin Haley. You've got guys like Michael Kyle, Todd Gilliland. You've got these guys in this equipment that is able to run up front and not just in between flag pit stop. I'm talking they're doing their own pit strategies and they're racing their race just like Hendricks and Gibbs and Childress and Stuart Haas Racing. They're able to run their race the same and strategize and keep their cars up front as well, these new cars. And I think the racing so far this year has been phenomenal. Had a few boring races, yeah. I don't think.
I mean,
they
who hasn't been boring? There's been a couple in each series, so.
You're gonna have these boring races, but I think for the most part, how many road course races this year so far? And all three road course races, we've had three people win for their
first time
ever
winners.
Cup Series win. How much better can you get than that? Oh, and then you have
But we have another one coming up.
You have a guy in his first ever cup win at Daytona 500, which I mean, that's happened a few times before, but this year is just it's been a great year for racing so far. And other than one or two weeks of some bad luck, we can't forget about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's been good equipment before, but what he's been doing with that 47 this year as well, I'm not right off the top of my head, where's he at in the standings? I know he's not 25th.
Mid-pack.
But he's been up top 10, 12, top 10 or 12 almost every week. So,
I think the problem with him is he gets wrecked. I mean, he gets taken out by somebody else's drama or, somebody just, they don't want him up there and they run him over. And it happens, folks. Trust me. It happens. They do it a lot. They'll wreck each other. They don't care. So we're going to go to New Hampshire. Then we're going to go to Pocono. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I think that race is boring. And then we're going to have another road course in July. We have the potential to see, we have three races yet in July where we could see three new winners.
Yeah.
And then in August, there's plenty in August to keep somebody occupied with a win. One, two, we got seven chances total. to see seven other people get a win that don't have a win, and that'll really shake the dust up.
I want to see this happen. I think since the playoffs have started, NASCAR, I think this will be the first year, because I don't think we've ever had it before. This will be the first year where we have more winners than playoff spots, because it's always been,
especially the last, what, five or six years, a win automatically gets you into the playoffs. So we've started all of that, or win automatically gets you in. I think we haven't seen more winners than playoff spots. I think we'll see that this year. Running short on time, but real quick, let me throw this stat at you, Christina. Look at DNFs for here. We've got Austin Dindill has six DNFs. Bubba Wallace has five. House, we just talked about last house. He's got five. Cole Custer with Stuart Haas race, he's got five. Even Kyle Larson has four. But listen,
so does
to
William Byron.
You know who has not had a DNF yet this year? Eric Almirola.
Finished. You just jinxed him.
He has finished every single.
Bro.
Wow.
I'm just saying, this Sunday, if he gets wrecked out of New Hampshire, I'm calling you out.
Bro,
I'm gonna text you. I'm gonna text you and be like, "You jinxed the bacon, man." I mean, that's crazy. I mean, usually he's had at least one, but it is his farewell tour too. So maybe it's everyone's just like, "Oh, but he's leaving, so let's be nice." I mean, I don't think that's true, but I'm just throwing it out there. But if you look at this, let's look at one of the most dominant teams in racing, which is Hendrick. You see Chase Elliott only has one DNF, and then you see William Byron and Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman even. Ooh, that's a lot of DNFs. We got four for Byron, four for Larson, and three for Bowman. The only thing saving Willie B is the fact he has two wins.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Alex and Kyle, on the other hand, they could be sweating it. Right now, they don't have to, but they could.
What's
crazy is the 19 has yet to find victory lane.
Right. On the flip side of that HMS story, you've got Chase Elliott, 13 top 10 and a one DNF. Him and Ross Chastain tied for the most top. He's got the most wins. He's only got one DNF. Chase Elliott has quietly has risen to the top, and better watch out. Two championships in 3 years for Chase Elliott. I don't know.
He's having
that kind of year. He's having one of those
of.
Kyle
yes,
Busch,
but...
Kevin Harvick, Tony Stewart kind of years where, you know, he's just doing it one enough. He's going to get to win every now and then. And he's
say
going
that.
Week to week, kind of quiet. And here we go. I mean, I'm just
But he also has had a rough up with the one car. I'm just saying.
I know, but I think those two
come Phoenix. It is on like Donkey Kong, and if Rush Chain would make it to the Final Four, this is a very big if and very bold lettering too, folks. It's a big if waving at you, for him to make to the Final Four, because I mean. Denny Hamlin's post-race interview is basically saying he will wreck him any chance he gets now. It's there. The writing's there. Read in between what he's saying. If he makes the Final Four and we get to Phoenix, he's not afraid to use the bumper. I just got done telling you guys, he is a Dale Earnhardt-esque driver.
Yeah. You know what else is surprising, too, and almost quietly, again, almost kind of quietly having a season, and really the only time we really hear anything about is when he has a major issue. But in all reality, sitting third on the top 10s list is Kyle Busch. He's got a win at 11 top 10s, and he's only got two DNFs. So, again, somebody who it's almost we haven't really heard much about Kyle Busch this year. But
the only time they're talking about, yeah, and that's the craziest thing. You want to know why, and the only time they talk about Kyle Busch is, A, when he says the car is shit, basically blames everything, you know, on the car, or, B, the fact that he hasn't re-signed with Joe Gibbs Racing, and he's lost a couple sponsors, and he's on the way out the door.
But
that's the only time you hear about Kyle Busch.
He's having
to me, that's
a year.
Silently being the most motivational year he could have right now, and he's doing it better than his teammates.
I'm just saying, I don't like Kyle Busch. He's having a year that half of these drivers in NASCAR would love to have, you know? Only two DNFs, top 10, six top fives, and a win, and a stage win. I mean, when it comes to stage wins, Chase, again, has five. Ryan Blaney has five. Martin Truex Jr.
Yeah, but you want to know who
five.
Has... Yeah, Martin Truex Jr. Speaking of somebody, and Ryan Blaney, no wins. Running
no
semi-okay, decent. But neither one have wins. Both have two DNFs. The only reason they're still in the top 16 is stage wins. That's the only reason.
Yep. The stage win points are big and huge. So lots of drama yesterday in Atlanta. What's going on? Christina, we've got the hat giveaway going on. I'll dump it on Facebook. Look at that tonight. Watch for that. Plus, coming up in a few weeks, Christina feeling generous. We'll have another Barbasol Ball Basket giveaway. We'll do something on Facebook as well. Plus, for our league, I will post in our league page later tonight. Also, for the Debbie TV Geography gift basket for the regular season champion, Christina. Also, I'm going to post the pictures. Thank you to Scott over at 357 Woodworkers. He has built us some handmade wooden trophies and packs. These things are amazing. Pictures will not do them justice, but things are beautiful. They're just amazing things. Some pictures of those. Also, I got to get some brass plates for them for different things. I have to get one made for Jimmy stopping the football playoff fantasy thing that we did this year. So one of those Jim, but we've got some great trophies to Scott over 357 Woodworks. I appreciate everything for the show, for me, for all of this. Thank you to him. But yeah, Christina, we got a lot coming up, and we're back on Monday, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're back, and we already didn't do the penalty box.
We'll do two of them next Monday.
Oh, and if you didn't know, you should already know who my penalty box pick is. I ranted about it for a good 20 minutes, so that's okay. It happens.
Yeah,
but,
we'll throw them in next week.
Oh, I will do it every week until somebody calls me names, and I'll still do it. But no, it's been fun. It's been real. I'm glad we're back, and I hope next week is just as much drama-filled racing and NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, Chris, we're about time, so we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Daniel.
All right. okay, thank you for joining us yesterday. First time back on the air in almost a month. Glad that you could join us. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday at 8 o'clock here on the Slick and Six Radio Network. Thank you to 4 Fish Fishing Games, 357 Woodwork, WGP Photography, Marcus Donatano Design, Barbasol, everybody who helps make the show what it is. We appreciate all of you, and especially the listeners. We appreciate you guys as well, and thank you again. So, Until next day, 8 o'clock for Christina. I'm your host, Pete. See ya.